This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
When you share your food, you share your heart. So what's on your table this holiday season? Save on your festive feast at Kroger with delicious deals on all the holiday classics. Or wow the crowd with something new, like a quinoa stuffed butternut squash. It's sure to add a pop of color to your spread. How about a sweet potato casserole with a crunchy oat streusel topping? Made with care for the sweet tooth and the savory tooth. With Kroger, fill your table with love and watch as your guests' hearts get as full as their bellies. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is with me for the tech takeover. But it is a different tech takeover because what we're going to do, Jess, I understand, is look back on the big tech tips.
Yes.
From 2024 that you shared with us. And you've very kindly broken this into kind of three different areas.
Yeah. So we are going to focus on money, organization, and then life admin. I have to say, of all the stuff I do, the most frequent messages I get from people are, what's that app that you mentioned with Kieran on a Wednesday? So we're going to run through some of the best apps, put them on your phone, and then over the next few weeks, if you have a bit of downtime, put them on your device, set them up, start using them, and sure, it'll be a new year, new you vibe straight away.
Okay, then let's get going.
Yes.
Money. We'll start with money then. What was your first tech tip you want to share with us, reshare with us on the money front?
This is an app called Save-A-Lope. So it's like envelope, but with save at the beginning. And this is a really nice and easy way to save your pennies. We know that January is not going to be a fun month for anybody. And if you want to try and get ahead, maybe you're saving for a summer holiday, maybe you're saving for a little treat for yourself, download Save-A-Lope. The idea is that you pick the duration that you want to save for, or you can select a financial target. So say if you want to save $2,000, and what you'll do is you break up, it'll break up all the envelopes. And every day when you open an envelope, it'll give you an amount to save.
Mm.
So it could be €1.75 or it could be €150. The idea is that as you open the envelopes, you Revolut, or you, what I do is I put that amount from my main Revolut account into my one of my Revolut vaults. You save your pennies. And then it all builds up and you have a nice little lump sum at the end
of
it.
Yeah, so when you shared that with us, I started doing it and I gave up about 2 days later.
Why?
I didn't like the unpredictability of it.
Oh, you see, I like that now.
Yeah.
And I found it's easier when I'm told just to, like, you just open it. And as I said, it could be €2, it could be €20. Just put it in. I ended up saving £500 and I used that for my Christmas shopping.
Okay. Okay. No, I can see absolutely the value in it.
Yeah.
But the unpredictability just put me off it a little bit. Put me off. Yeah.
I think if you're someone like me who likes to gamify things.
Yeah.
Because it's easy. Like I you see it on Instagram every day of the week. People will go and they'll do what's called cash stuffing. I don't know if you've seen this trend on Instagram or TikTok.
No.
But they will take out.
If there's a trend on TikTok, just start.
Assume I haven't seen it.
It's a safer bet.
Well, what they do is when they get paid, they will take out their disposable income and they'll break it up into different physical envelopes.
Oh, yes.
And then they will have like grocery money, petrol money, whatever it is, and stuff it.
Oh, yeah, we actually do that.
Do you?
Yeah, we do it for some things, like certain kind of things that the kids do recurring where you're paying every week and stuff. It's just all there.
You see, I'm really bad. I know that I'd end up losing the box of envelopes or do something stupid like that. So doing it in Revolut, the app's called Save-A-Lope. It's completely free. It's very, very simple. And it has helped me save some money.
All right. So Save-A-Lope is the first tech tip that we were reminding people out. What about Expensify? What was this?
This is, again, a really handy app. Very easy to use. If you're someone who claims expenses, so if you're on the road a lot and you're entitled to claim expenses from work, if you are self-employed and you've expenses that you know you need to file for the revenue, Expensify is an excellent app. It helps you compile your receipts. So you take a picture of the receipt, you can take the information, it can scan, rip the information, fill in the form, and then at the end of the month when you're doing, whether it is your VAT return or whether it is your expenses claim, All the information is there. It is so simple. And again, it's just one of those ones that lives on my phone and I know that it'll do exactly what I need it to do. So I'd highly recommend.
Air Miles. Now, you have recommended.
Have you done it?
No. And I think since you and I last spoke, I actually flew transatlantic as well. Didn't I? Yeah, I did. Because when you recommend it to, we start collecting air miles, you can even collect them kind of retrospectively.
Yeah.
We flew to the States to do the show from New York and I didn't do it.
Such a silly goose. Okay, do this. Okay, of all the things, Aer Lingus, Delta, American Airlines, a lot of the big airlines will have excellent loyalty programs. The Aer Lingus one is the one that I use most frequently. I have the app. You sign up to Air Club. You start off in the green tier. You can build up Avios points, which you can build up, you know, whether that is if you do your weekly shop in Super Value. When I buy my smoothie from Jump in Stephen's Green, I get points. When I was doing my Christmas shopping online, I got points. When I was shopping in M&S, when I was shopping in Brian Thomas, in Arnott's, all of these shops. All you need to do is sign up and then go into the Air Club portal. If you're shopping online, you click shop now on the different shops that you want to buy from and the points automatically go in. You get points for every euro you spend. You can then use those points to upgrade yourself, firstly. So if you're going transatlantic and if you've built up enough points, you can upgrade yourself on the flight. You can use it to book flights. So we have booked flights in the past to go to the UK. Oh, Kieran showed me his little sad little Aer Lingus account.
Yeah, 0 points. Earned this month, 0 points. I'm only 4,000 points away from something.
Well, I have built up my points over the years. And I have to say, as you go up the tiers, it is definitely worth it. If you get to the silver tier, you can go into the Aer Lingus Lounge. As I said, you get other different benefits as you go further up. It is something that is free to do and will benefit you. You don't have to change your behaviour in any way. Just sign up. And then when you're shopping online, go in via the Air Club portal. As I said, other airlines have them as well. American Airlines, Delta. It is definitely worth doing. And again, it is free and easy. So why wouldn't you?
Save-A-Lope. I can't find it. Is it only on Apple? Says one of our listeners.
That version is on Apple. There is an Android version and I can't remember the name of it, but I will dig it out before I leave.
All right. Okay. If Jess doesn't find it before we wrap things up, she'll have it up on her social media channel. So you'll find it there before the evening is out. Let's move on to organisation.
Yes.
So what was your first tech tip you want to remind us of in the organisation?
This is one of the ones that I think caused you the biggest eye roll when I said it first time round. So let's see if we can do it again. Mm-hmm. Do your own privacy audit.
Oh, Jesus, come on.
I know. Who doesn't love an audit? But I think it's really important. Go through what I'd suggest you do, right? Sit down. Make sure you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Open an incognito browser tab.
Yeah.
And Google yourself and see what comes up on the main page of Google about you when you do this. You might see if your social media is not locked down at all. You might see the photographs of your friends and family that you thought you were just putting on your own social media platform are out there. You might see that your some of the content that you don't want on the internet is on the internet. Go through and see what information is publicly available about you. Assess whether you want it out there or not. And if there's stuff that's out there that you don't want, start clawing back. Go through your social platforms and make sure, well, in my opinion, I think you should, particularly for things like Facebook and so on, put some barriers up. Make sure that the only people who can see your content are your actual friends, not friends of friends. You can go in, if you're still on Facebook, go to facebook.com. On the right corner, you'll see this Privacy and Security Center. You'll be able to lock it down from there. Do the same thing on any of your platforms, whether that is Instagram, Blue Sky, X, whatever it is. Just go through, lock it all down. Make sure that your passwords are up to date. Go and change your passwords. We've had a lot of instances over the last 12 months in this building alone of people having their accounts compromised. So just take a bit of time. It's not the most fun chore in the world, but it will make a big difference.
All right. So do that privacy audit. Start with the incognito browser and just Google yourself and find out what is out there about yourself. What about next? What's the next tech tip on
Trello.
The organization?
You've mentioned, I think you do use something like this, Trello. This is our project management. So if you have, I know you guys have a shared calendar in your home, right?
That's right. Yeah, we use the shared calendar.
So if you, that is super useful. Trello is another one that I would recommend.
Time Tree. That's the one we use.
Lime Tree. Well, Trello is what I use both here in work and at home for any little projects. So we moved into our house in August and I had a little Trello board for every room in the house and things like, you know, put the couch together, build the coffee table, paint the walls, or my dad did, put all those things on the Trello board. And what you can do is you could color code it in terms of priority. You can also move it. So if something is started or completed, it's just a very neat way of managing your projects. And if you have a big upheaval coming up in your life, whether you're moving house, moving apartment, whatever it is, Trello is excellent. And I use it every single day for work and I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I highly recommend the shared calendar. It's absolutely brilliant, I have to say, on that front. Passwords as well. You want to remind everybody to just use the same password for everything and you won't forget it.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. It's really, really bad.
Just the year you were born and your pet's name.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Rex. Right. There you are. 1, 2, 3, 4 Rex.
I hope somebody hacks you now. I
no,
don't actually. go through and, as I said there a second ago, make sure that you know the passwords. We had an incident here in the office. I don't think she'll mind me saying Kira Kelly lost her phone. There was a massive panic. I was like, okay, I can log into your iCloud and I can deactivate your phone. I don't know what my Apple password is. Now, there's only so much Kira. That technology and I can do for everybody out there. So you just need to know what your password is because...
How did she lose her phone?
It was down the back. She went for brunch and it went down...
Liquid brunch, yeah.
No, how very dare you. I'm defending you, Kira. No, it just kind of slid down the back of a couch. And she found it eventually. But the point here is...
It's in her pocket all along. So it was a very liquid... It was a very liquid brunch.
Just make sure you can't...
J'accuse, Kira.
You can't save your phone, find your phone or any of that jazz unless you know your password. So dig out your password and please don't forget it.
These are all great tips. Let's move on to life admin then.
Yes.
So what was your first tech tip to remind us?
Print your photos. Now, I've done a bit of this as part of Christmas presents for
people.
Oh,
have you?
I have.
Hope you haven't given away anything there now.
Ah, sure no. But there are some brilliant websites out there. Photobox.ie is great. I have like a little gallery wall in my house now, which I love. They do individual prints for very, very cheap. You can get, I think I got 45 photos for less than €6, which is pretty good going.
Yeah.
I also got some lovely prints made up from a company in Cork called The Canvas Works. They have brilliant, now they're a little bit more expensive, but they do come framed. They can also do them on canvases. Get the phones or get the photos off the phone and onto the wall. Just do it. It's a nice thing to do and it'll make your heart happy.
Yeah, I bought that for my wife from the kids a couple of years ago, like a big collage photo thing. And it's lovely.
It's
better
just
than the other tat you buy at Christmas.
But this is it. And it's something that like we are taking so many photos all of the time. One of the things I will be doing over the Christmas period is going through and making photo books. I really like making photo books. I try to do one every year. So like my favorite photographs from the year. You can do them via Google Photos. You can do it via Apple. You can do it via Photobox. It is a lovely idea.
All right. What about next then? After printing your photos, okay. Your next tech tip.
My next tech. Okay, I'm actually going to pick a controversial one.
Oh, right.
And people don't like this. I actually got given out to about it the other day. Turn off your red receipts on WhatsApp and if you're brave enough, use disappearing messages on WhatsApp.
Oh, OK. So the red receipts are the blue ticks.
Get rid of the blue ticks.
I didn't really get this because I do notice some people I text, there's no blue tick and then they respond. So they've turned that off.
Yeah. So this is what I do. People give
What's
out
the point
to me?
Of the blue tick if people can turn it off?
Because some people just, I don't know. I suppose it's convenient because if you want to know that you've read the message, if someone's read the message. But I just found that it was making me feel like I had to respond instantly. So I have turned off the red response. I've also turned off my last seen online. So people don't know when I've last been on WhatsApp.
Wow. Oh, that's very sly. And what about the disappearing thing? How does that work?
So this is something that if you're using a work device, I would highly recommend you do this. And potentially, if you're an individual using your own phone as well, you can set a timer. So all messages in a thread will disappear after 12 hours. And it's a security thing. So there's no trace. There's no chance of screenshots and all that kind of jazz.
Can you turn that on only for certain conversations?
You can have it for certain conversations. You can have it for all of your contacts. It's something that I would recommend people do. Again, particularly if you are using your device for work purposes.
Okay, we have time for one last very quick tech tip on the life admin front.
Okay, the life admin front is we're coming into the time of year where everyone is going to want to make massive life changes and all the rest. Before you go out and buy a device to try and do that for you, download the My Life app from Irish Life. This is the very first tech tip I had for you when we started this segment. It is completely free. You go in, you answer some questions, and it'll give you a health score. It'll give you challenges. It'll give you recommendations. It's like having an AI personal trainer in your phone, and it is completely free. It'll track your activity. And as you improve, your health score improves. If you stick to the Health Buzz, then go out and buy yourself a wearable or a Notions watch. But before you spend a penny, get this app on your phone and you will definitely see the difference.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much. Happy Christmas, Jess.
Happy Christmas.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.